Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Right now, we talk about the other 49ers, the Charlotte 49ers, and he probably bristled when I said that. The head coach of the Charlotte 49ers, Will Healy, is back with us on the Technicom hotline. Will Healy, how are you, buddy?
Hello, Kyle Bailey. How are you, bud?
I'm good. I didn't mean anything by the other 49ers when I said that, so I apologize. Didn't even think about it.
Look, I understand at the moment we will make ourselves the only 49ers, but we got work to do.
Okay. All right. So, again, last week, UTEP came in and you got into a shootout, 41-35, a couple of turnovers, some mistakes were made. You had a chance to win it there at the end, but didn't go your way. What's the moral of the story?
Well, I thought that there were some really good things. I think the moral of the story is you can't give them 14 points. The crazy part about it is you're sitting there with, 40 seconds to go in the first half, and you're down 10-7. And you're saying, all right, we hadn't played great offensively, but get a chance to go into halftime and regroup. You know, we got them in a second and 30 situation. They're going to run the football and run the timeout, and we'll go into halftime and kind of regroup and get rolling in the second half. Thought we came out a little bit flat. It wasn't that we weren't focused. I just didn't think we had unbelievable amounts of energy. And all of a sudden they, have a crazy play. We don't tackle well and do our assignments very well, kind of fall asleep on a second 30. And then they go down and score a touchdown, make it 17-7. So we got the ball with, 26 seconds to whatever it was on the clock. And I'm thinking, all right, they get the ball first to start the second half. We need to try to go get some points, at least get a field goal on the board. And first play, Chris runs out and runs into the official and fumbles the football. And now all of a sudden you go into halftime down 24-7. Come out the first half or second half, get a stop, get a three and out, score 14 points in no time. And so 24-21, we made up the deficit with about 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. And then just kind of kept trading scores from there. Had the ball all the way down to the 1 yard line. We're diving in the end zone. We fumble, they pick it up, running 100 yards for a touchdown. And now you're starting the fourth quarter, you're down 20 points. And fought back, had the ball back with a minute 26 seconds on the clock. Very similar to the Georgia State situation with a chance to win it. Throw a shot on the first play, the ball gets kind of lost in the lights. And you're sitting here, you're licking your wounds in a game that you feel like you did everything in the world to shoot yourselves in the foot and still had a chance to be able to win it. And that's frustrating. A lot of the conversation Monday was, all right, before we win these type of football games, we've got to figure out how not to lose them. And there were two or three defensive plays and two or three offensive plays that probably cost you the game. As it's said, as you look at it in a very moral victory type of way, we're playing better football, but ultimately it hasn't led to the results that we want. And unbelievable amount of fight by our guys coming back from the way the first half ended, from down 20 in the fourth quarter. We just weren't able to overcome our own mistakes. And that's disappointing.
Well, with Chris, I look at the numbers, and I've watched him play, and I know there were some mistakes there, turnovers that were costly, but he finishes 22 of 38 for nearly 350 yards, four touchdowns, and he had the interception. With where you are right now, do you go into these games feeling the pressure of, I guess you could put it that way, that you need your quarterback to be damn near perfect to have a chance to win this game? I know you want to be balanced and play complimentary football, but is the reality right now you feel like Chris has to be great for you to win a game?
Well, I think that yes, that's definitely part of it. And I feel like he has the capability of being great each and every week. So it's not, you're not asking him to do something that he's not, that he doesn't already do. I think the biggest thing is we can't lose the turnover battle 3-1 and expect to win conference football games. So he's making every play we're asking him to make. The last pick is you know, is a fluke play. The ball, you know, throws it up, the ball gets lost in the lights, and the receiver can't find it. You know, I mean, it wasn't him forcing the ball in a small window. I mean, he gave us every opportunity to be able to win the football game, and that's what he does. I think the other thing about it is, you know, we haven't rushed the football very well, and that's not necessarily our MO like it has been in the past where, you know, you're going to try to hand the ball off 40 times. We've got good enough wideouts where I think we have opportunities to win on the perimeter. And you're not running him a lot, too, which because he's been banged up, that's been a big part of his game in the past is some of the zone read RPO stuff where he's gotten loose and made some big plays running the football. And now he's been much more of a, you know, it's been run with the running back pass option instead of him being a real threat to run the football. So that's the nice thing about the off week is getting him back and having him, you know, a week with no contact with him. And now you hope as you go down the stretch here that he's able to help you a little bit in the run game. But there's nothing that Chris Reynolds hasn't done for us that he needs to do for us to win football games. And I think the other thing about it, he sees two things. Number one is our defense is playing better. But number two is we're getting some guys back on the defensive side as well. And so we're just going to get better on that side of the ball, which will take a little bit of pressure off of him. But he's played really well since he's come back. And what a freaking competitor. You know, I mean, he took a couple shots on Saturday where you didn't know if he was going to get back up again. And he'd take three or four plays and kind of catch his breath and come back in and go make another one. But we'll win football games with him as our quarterback. He's special.
Will Healy, head football coach of the Charlotte 49ers. He's with us on the Technicom hotline. I don't know any other way to ask this, but just as plainly as possible, you're 1-5. I know you know that's a bad thing, not where you want to be. Do you concern yourself at all with your job security right now?
Kyle, you are that is a great question, and I was hoping you would ask it because I hear it, you know. Here's the reality of the situation for me, all right, is that I realize 1-5 is nowhere near what I had planned, what our guys had planned, what our staff had planned. I realize you're probably a couple snaps away from not being in this situation, but you are. I think that the biggest thing, the only thing I know how to do is work my butt off to make sure that we have more success down the stretch. Do I stay awake at night losing sleep on losing my job? You know, it hasn't helped. I mean, I've worried about it. I've been, you know, hey, what do I need to do to make sure we have more wins? And you try to control, like, if we can just win this one, if we can just do this, then maybe you take some heat off of you. And what you realize with that situation is you're not focused on how am I the best head coach I can be for our guys. And I'm constantly talking to them about, hey, man, you got to ignore the noise. You got to be focused. You got to be present. And I think if you're worried about a bunch of that stuff, I don't know, it sounds cliche, but literally I'm at peace because I know each and every day I'm working my butt off to make this place the best place it can be. And each and every day I'm going to be graded based on results. And I realize that's this profession. So, I'm confident in what we're doing, where we're going. I know ultimately those decisions are not up to me. So why am I going to worry about them? My job is the same thing that I'm asking for our players, and that's to be present and work my butt off and let's be the best football team we can be by the end of the year.
All right, so last thing on that front, you got a bye week, right? It's a good time. You're talking about getting healthy. You're not where you want to be, but it's a time to refocus and regroup. What is the emphasis now in the bye week, and what are you telling your guys to keep them motivated to be their best version, their best selves down the stretch?
Well, to me, you know, a year ago, I don't think I did a great job with the bye week. I think I was probably too lax on the bye week. And I don't know if we got enough out of it. And so I learned a lot from that experience last year. Regardless of what our record was, I was going to make sure that we utilized the bye week with more competitive reps. And I think where you are right now, you know, you expected to have a little bit more UAB prep. Where we are right now, it had to be solely focused on us. And so it was competitive. It was physical. It was chippy. If you ask me about how the team has responded, I mean, I think you can watch 6 football games and see how hard they fight. I mean, there's nothing else I could ask for them from how hard they play and how competitive they are and how intentional they are about what they do. It's not on them, you know, and I've been very proud of them. I was proud of them this week with their preparation. I know we're getting better, and I hope that translates into having more success in the wins and loss column.
Will Healy, I appreciate you. You know that. Enjoy the bye week as best you can. Go get them when you get out of it. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Kyle. Have a great day, bud.